Good morning and welcome to our chapel service today. Today we celebrate Thanksgiving. Back during the time of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, the president, decreed that the final Thursday of November every year should be a special day of Thanksgiving. So in a way, this is a patriotic day too, a day to think of the blessings of our country. This special day for as a national holiday tomorrow falls during the week, ironically, the week in the church year when Christians have always celebrated the joys of our future home in heaven, all the blessings of heaven. And yet today we take time also to focus on the earthly blessings that we have as well. And we begin then by turning to the first article and explanation in the front part of your hymn book, page 32. You'll find the first article of the Apostles' Creed and explanation. We join together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does this mean? I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still preserves them. That he richly and daily provides me with food and clothing, home and family, property and goods, and all that I need to support this body and life. That he protects me from all danger, guards and keeps me from all evil. And all this purely out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all which I am in duty bound to thank and praise, to serve and obey him, this is most certainly true. We join in our hymn. Our scripture reading this morning is taken from the words of Psalm 147, beginning with verse 7. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. Years ago, while serving a church in Florida, one of my members called me one day and said, "Pastor, would you like to come out with me? I need to bring some gifts out to some people that work for me." I said, "Sure." It was a Saturday. I had a little time. I said, "Sure, I'll come along with you." He picked me up, and in the back of his pickup truck, it was full of different items, furniture items, a big television that was in there. And as we drove out to his farm, he owned a huge tomato and pepper farm and had a number of people that worked for him. And out at the farm, as he explained as we were driving in, there was a trailer, an old trailer that was pretty run down looking. But there was a family there now that had just moved from Mexico. And he had helped them get legal papers to be able to work for him. And this family had about 5 or 6 children, and they were all crammed into this little trailer. And he said, as we pulled up to it, he was explaining all this to me, and he said, "But I often wonder what their life must have been like in Mexico. They think they're living in a palace right now." But as we pulled up, he took out his wallet, and he had about 5 $20 bills. And he handed each one of the little kids a $20 bill. And boy, you'd think they gave him $1,000 the way they were running around, holding it up and everything. And then we unloaded the television and brought it into the trailer and got it hooked up for them. The mother was crying. She was so excited and so happy. And the father, I remember, just had tears in his eyes and came up and kept hugging my friend and thanking both of us and shaking our hands over and over again. And I'll have to admit, I felt kind of ashamed. And the reason was their gratitude was just so explosive. And I thought to myself, think of all the things I have in my life, and I forget to be thankful for that. And here the stuff that they're given, which is kind of castaway things for my friend, and they just think that they're now going to be living in a palace. It's sad that sometimes our level of gratitude diminishes because our standard of living is so high. I know that certainly happens for me. Sometimes we just take for granted the things that we have in our lives. And I know, like with my health, I've been blessed with very good health. Last week I suddenly got sick for a couple of days. Makes you suddenly stop and remember the health that God's given you. And to realize you haven't been very grateful for that lately. Haven't given any praise to God for that lately. You just take it for granted because it's just who you are and it's just the way your life has been. And it's easy to just kind of adjust yourself to all of that. There's a songwriter in the 60s and 70s named Joni Mitchell wrote a song called "Big Yellow Taxi." And in that, there's a line that often reminds me that, "Oh, you don't know what you got till it's gone. It always seems to go. You don't know what you got till it's gone." How true that is. St. Bernard of Clairvaux back in the 1100s said this: "Ingratitude is like a poisonous wind that dries up all the springs of God's grace and blessings known to man." Now, God would have us as believers in Christ who have been showered with his blessings, both in the spiritual realm and the physical realm. God would have us as followers of Christ to look at our lives and to view them through the gifts he's given us that are waiting for us in heaven. Imagine it this way. Imagine someone were to give you a gift of a stained glass window, beautiful stained glass window that has images of heaven on it. And you now are to take that window at everything you have in your life, every person who's in your life, every talent you have, every bit of food that you eat, the clothing that you get to wear, the beautiful home and shelter that you enjoy, the country that you live in, all the things you get to enjoy with your recreation. Take that window of heaven and look at all the blessings and the gifts that you have through that window that Christ himself has purchased for you. And you have that all waiting for you someday in the future, eternally. But even now, God invites you to take and look at all the things in your life through the stained glass window of the coming blessings of heaven. And if you place your hope of finding contentment in this life in the stuff that you can get in this world, you're never going to be satisfied. It will never give you lasting contentment. There will always come a day when it will let you down, just like those Christmas presents you got when you were a kid that you no longer play with. True lasting contentment must be found in possessing that window of heaven through the blood of Christ, by which you now are able to look at all the gifts in your life and to appreciate them even that much more. Because the window of heaven is a magnification lens. It magnifies for us in our lives the tremendous earthly blessings we enjoy. This is how Paul wrote to the young pastor Timothy. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out of it. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. I just brought up Christmas presents. And remember at Christmas years ago, when my children were very little, maybe third and first grade, somewhere around that age, and my wife and I had decided to get them bikes for Christmas. And we had given them a couple of other smaller gifts too. And so during the gift unwrapping time, they sat around the tree and unwrapped the gifts, and I snuck out and I went outside into the garage where I had hidden these bikes, and I pulled them up into the kind of like a porch area, and we had a curtain across our dining room, had some sliding glass windows. And I put the bikes back there. And then we took the kids out over by these curtains. We said, we have one last thing to show you. And they didn't know what it was going to be. And my wife pulled these curtains open, and here were the bikes. And it was just amazing to watch the exuberance and the joy in our kids' faces. It took a little shock at first. And as a parent, I think about all the things we provided for our kids, the clothes that they wore and the bed they slept in and all the food they would eat and all the security and everything, taking care of their health, all the other stuff that we did for them. But at that moment, it was really fun as a parent. It was really, and I hope you get to enjoy this someday, it was really fun as a parent to see them just explode with gratitude. That's how God, our Heavenly Father, is toward us. Think of all the stuff he just gives us all the time. And maybe sometimes we forget to be thankful. All the things that we enjoy in our life, and then maybe there's one special thing that he gives you, and suddenly we explode in gratitude. But how our Heavenly Father loves to wait and to see that gratefulness in his children. Think of the story of the 10 lepers. Jesus healed all 10 of them miraculously, amazingly, gave them their health back. Think what it did to change their lives. 9 of them didn't come back to express anything, but the one who did, how that lit up the life, the heart of our Lord. How God the Holy Spirit made sure to grab that story and to stick it into Scripture so that every Christian through the rest till eternity comes would hear that story of how much God appreciates gratitude that comes out of the hearts of his faithful. And one final thing, and that is this. Have you ever noticed that the people that you know in your life that are the most grateful also tend to be the most joyful? God brings a blessing of joy to those who know and express gratitude. So think what we have. Look at your life constantly every day through the stained glass window of heaven and look at all the blessings and even the sorrows and difficulties you go through in life. God permits you to look at those as well through the stained glass window of heaven, knowing what's waiting for you. Sing to the Lord of harvest, as we just sang. Our text says it well. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Please join me in the prayer that you will find on page 166, prayer number 143. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning, and though we have in no way deserved your goodness, you abundantly provide for all our needs of body and soul. Give us, we pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness toward us, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.